Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Are you making full use of your savings? Think of the times you've yearned for better returns. After real inflation, which is now close to 8%, taxes, etc., are you even making a profit? With food, clothing, and rent all more than doubling over the last 10 years, you need to do something different. Gambling on stocks might lose you a lot. And of course, wouldn't it be great to retire stress-free? A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold just might be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. These coins were around when an ounce of silver was worth an actual dollar. An 1893 example in mint condition is now worth around $3,250. This is the power of long-term precious metals investing. So get in touch with the experts at Noble Gold and talk through your options today. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
This cartoon Ben Garrett sent it for me. This is really true. He did it on my behest. This gets the point. You really do it to yourself. When you fill out that form, that you don't understand on the penalty of perjury that CPA gives you.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. That was Payman, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, livefreenow.org. And I have to say, I'm very conflicted about posting this interview, and I'm going to tell you why. First of all, let me say, I agree with pretty much everything Payman says in this interview. However, I need to keep doing research because I'm very on the fence about whether or not any of you listening or me can get away from this criminal government without paying the IRS federal income tax, or in the case of many states, state income tax. Now, I want you to know I've talked to many smart people, people I really respect about this very same issue, people like Sophia Smallstorm, David Weiss, Robert Beatles, and Brent Johnson, who I hope to have on again very soon. I know there's many different schools of thought regarding this issue. So what I'm asking y'all to do is listen carefully. And please, if you have any concrete, valuable information to share about this topic, please do so below. Let's have a conversation about this and try to help each other. Now, I should add, I was made aware of Payman and Freedom Law School because of an interview Dr. Jane Ruby did with him, and I heard him mentioned on the Stu Peters Show. So a lot of other smart people in the space are tackling this subject. If you listen to the interview and you want to take the dive, I'll leave the link below so you can sign up. And if you mention SGT Report, you'll get a 10% discount. Payman forgot to mention that during the interview, he told me after. I don't think any of us want to pay any more taxes to a government that is overtly criminal at this point. And I make that abundantly clear at the beginning of this interview, which will start after a quick word about our sponsor. The Russia-Ukraine crisis. Canada's prime minister claims emergency power. Just because the world is in chaos doesn't mean your finances should be. Invest in cryptocurrency with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can buy and sell crypto in your crypto IRA to enjoy tax advantages or trade in cash. No need for multiple platforms. All your crypto investing needs in one platform. MyDigitalMoney.com also has US-based phone support. You can call MyDigitalMoney.com for help or any questions, and you'll get a real live human being to talk to. Right here in the United States. Go to MyDigitalMoney.com. That's MyDigitalMoney.com. Hey, friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here. Guys, I have to tell you, I'm very enthusiastic about this conversation. I've been waiting to bring someone on like this for a very, very long time. Why? Well, if you all recall, in 1913, there was a little thing put into place called the Federal Reserve System. And not too long after that, the IRS was formed, which I like to say is the collection arm of the criminal private Federal Reserve. Meanwhile, Biden has signed a $1.5 trillion spending bill with $14 billion for Ukraine. And while they're printing the money out of thin air, you're still expected to pay these people taxes. To me, at this point, it makes zero sense. And now we're going to talk about how maybe you're not required to pay federal income tax, or maybe even state income tax, with Payman Matahede. He's the founder and president of Freedom Law School. Payman, welcome.
Thank you, Sean, for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. And first, let me just start by saying, I know you're of Iranian descent. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, I'm an American citizen since 1989. And I came from Iran, raised in a Jewish family. And I came to land the free, home the brave, found out it's not so free. And a lot of Americans are not so brave as they used to be.
Well, we should say your country, your home country, is constantly demonized, just as so many countries have been. And then usually it's the one without central banks, Rothschild-owned central banks, that get invaded. Like, look what happened to Libya. The witch cackles. We came, we saw, he died. I'm talking about the witch, Hillary Clinton. And there's no end to the fear-mongering as it relates to Iran. You know, since I brought up central banking, I know that you're not too wild about Zionism or Zionists, so we should probably mention that. You're on the side of total freedom and total truth.
That's right. I'm totally against this, the supremacist Zionist that want to rule the world. They head up the satanic club that wants to have a one world satanic government.
All right. Well, the freedom.
I'm against all the fear. I'm against all the lies and deception. I'm for God's love of truth that will set you free, my friends.
All right. Well, I want to talk about the IRS. And the thesis of the Freedom Law School is that only residents of the District of Columbia, and I believe federal employees, correct me if I'm wrong, are required by law to pay income taxes. There's no law requiring 99% of Americans to pay income taxes, you say. But what I like to say is these demons, well, they have the courts, the enforcement, and the guns. So, do you file your taxes or follow your own advice? I'm sure you don't file taxes.
I don't have any taxes to pay, income taxes to pay in the first place. I have not filed and paid income tax openly for 29 years. And the IRS well knows about me. Back in 1994, before I created Freedom Law School in 1996, IRS had me under investigation as a potential fraudulent tax protest promoter. And after a year and a half of investigation, that was closed up. I am currently, I'm sure, under some kind of an investigation, as I've been since that time. And they take me to court, and I've beaten them more than once. So it's not like I'm hiding. I walk my talk.
Could you flesh out for us why it is that you believe, and I've watched the video, so I do understand you take us through the legalese, but why is it that only residents of the District of Columbia and federal employees are actually required by law to pay income tax? I've heard that stated from many before. I think Irwin Schiff, who you knew, also fought this battle, but he died in prison because the Vipers came after him. So help us flesh this out.
Well, you see, Irwin, first of all, didn't know what I know because there was no internet back then. And so this is in my hand, you see, is Internal Revenue Code. This is the federal tax laws that the IRS supposedly is trying to enforce. And it's made up of tons of tissue thin, tiny font, exact language that you're supposed to follow. And there's many, many court cases interpreting all that. So without internet, it was extremely laborious to look things in a library. Just imagine an online search for anything like that. Whereas if you were to try to look at it in the library, it was there, but it would take you a long time to find it if you found it at all in the first place. So it's because of online laws being listed by the government on their own official legal websites where I can say what I say. Now, the reason is because the founding fathers of America, who was 1776 separated from King of England, they had 13 years of no central government. So when the states created the federal government back in 1789, they gave it very limited powers, basically dealing with foreigners and common issues like common money, common defense, common immigration rules, stuff like that. And that's it. Every other power was retained by the people and the states, as the 10th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution clearly states. So when it comes to taxation, the federal government taxing powers were limited, you know. And so because of that, what they did, the Rothschild trick of deception, the satanic deception, was the term, use of the term United States. And here's why. because District of Columbia was given to the federal government to be completely independent from any of the states that could have put the thumb on the federal government. So United States in law could mean the 50 states, usually does, but not always. Sometimes the United States could mean a federal government agency. Sometimes it could mean a federal territory like Guam or Puerto Rico. Sometimes it could mean Washington, D.C., or any combination of any of those above. And people do not know that. It's how you define a COVID death, right? So it's all in the definitions. For example, I tell people this. A real liberal like President Thomas Jefferson, our third president, was generous and libertarian, and today we call him. But I'm liberal in that sense, open, generous, live and let live. I'm not homosexual. I'm a very happy gay man, like you saw in the movie Sound and Music in the 1960s. Always happy, gay all time. Captain Von Trapp tells, about things. You know, we know the gay men, happy, jovial. They didn't mean homosexual. I'm married with 5 children, very happy man. And third, what progress, progressive. They're not in the progress at all. There are communists, socialists, Marxists, totalitarian Satanists. That's what they are. They're not into progress. They're regress into slavery. I am into man progressing like God created. So you see, it depends how you define it. Having said that, the term United States in law can be defined any way they want. And way back in 1913, even when the first income tax law was written, United States did not include, at the time, the 48 states. Included Alaska, Hawaii, which were only U.S. territories. Okay, Philippines, Guam, Puerto Rico, and Washington, D.C., specifically in the law. And throughout the years, it has been the same way. Philippines was taken out when it became a foreign country. Alaska, Hawaii were taken out when they became states. In fact, Hawaii became a state, and they changed the law after it became a state, and they wrote in the law that Hawaii is taken out retroactive to the day in August we became a state. See, it's all in there, but it was hidden, just like everything out there that we lied to. So only people required to file income tax right now since 1959 are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and anybody who performs functions of federal public office, government workers.
All right. We're going to really get into the guts of this, guys, whether you're a W-2 employee or a 1099 person who owns his own business. We're going to talk about all of this. What happens if you just choose to stop filing taxes? What happens if you sign up for the Royal Freedom Package from Freedom Law School, where there's $1 million per year guarantee should the IRS come after you? We'll get into all of that. But let me just say, I had a really strange experience last night. I want to share this anecdote with you. My wife and I went to a restaurant, a new restaurant. She's been there once. I've never been there. She wanted me to go. Really fun place, she said. And it was. It was packed. No room, 1 hour wait. We didn't have a reservation. The bar was packed. But I did a circle around the bar, and there were 2 seats really close together. I waved her over, because you can sit at the bar without a reservation. We were able to wiggle in. Turns out the man sitting to the right of us, right next to my wife, is a guy in the oil industry. And we got to chatting with him, and he believes everything we believe about the dangers of the experimental mRNA vaccine. His family won't listen to him. He knows about the UN Agenda 2030 policies to gut us of natural gas, oil, and fossil fuels, etc. And he brought up the tax issue. And so then we started talking about this because I just lined up the interview with you. Kara called me literally while my wife was chatting with this guy. And my wife calls this a God thing, because he went on to say he hasn't filed taxes in 4 years. This will be his 5th year, and he hasn't heard a word from the IRS. And the reason he did that, and he is a W-2 employee, is because even though he and his wife each withhold zero, they make enough money that the IRS was charging him and saying, you got to file quarterly. He was sending in $15,000 every quarter. He finally got sick and tired of it and just stopped. What do you make of that story? I think it's a God thing. It's very coincidental that that happened as I was on the phone talking to your assistant, Kara, to set up this interview.
Well, there's no accidents. Some things, I believe in free will, but I also believe in certain amount of fate and planned destiny as well. But Yes. Another thing is that the IRS, is a big fraud and deception. You see, the same mainstream corrupt media that gave us the corona hoax, that January 2020 election was no fraud hoax, Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax, January 6th insurrection hoax, you know, the Iraq had weapons of mass destruction hoax, and more and more and more, many more. The same media that programmed us with lies over 70 years, has programmed us with this, that IRS is God. It's really Satan, IRS. They know about you, they're gonna get you. No matter what, you better file that 1040 tax confession form. Confess you owe the IRS so you don't get penalties added and interest. See, they have us believing that because IRS has your W-2 at 1099 from your job, they're gonna get you if you don't file, which is the opposite. It's a lie. It's when you fill out that 1040 confession form and they put the rope around your neck, which is under penalty of perjury, everything on that 1040 form you're signing, you're saying it's true, correct, and complete. You know the law. You know the Internal Revenue Code, how it applies to you. You did right, you claim. But you don't. You don't know what this thing is. You just do it because you think I have to not get in trouble. See, so that's the very thing that gives them their power, just like the jab. You're fine. You don't need the jab. You don't need to be afraid of the corona hoax virus. But you get the jab, that's when you start messing with your immune system and get sick. So the first thing to do is to realize that, deprogram yourself on our website, livefreenow.org. And then you stop filing those 1040 tax confession forms that can land you in prison, each one of them, for up to 9 years. Yes, every single 1040 form can land you in prison for up to 9 years. Don't you want to stop doing that? Don't you want to stop paying our enemies to destroy you in FBI, CIA, CDC, IRS, all these corrupt criminal agencies who are your enemies, DOJ? Why paying? Well, you don't have to. I haven't. I've kicked their butt. It's published on my website, Actual Victories. So you're free also if you choose to be free.
Friends, I just want to be clear here. I'm not advocating anybody do this. This is an exploration for truth because we all know we live under a fascistic system, a tyrannical system, a government that has turned its back on the people, an FBI, as Paimon rightly says, which has now been militarized, weaponized against the people. Same with the DOJ, as they call parents showing up at school board meetings, domestic terror threats. The system is out of control, and our compliance is what gives it power. So again, I want to continue to explore this issue with tough questions, one of which is this. Paimon, I know you guys offer a 7-year guarantee under the Royal Freedom Package, but you note in your video that these things take time, and you're referring to the process of the IRS coming after you. You say that a minimum of 7 years will pass before the IRS can take anything of yours by force of a levy. But the 7-year guarantee, where does that leave us in year 8, 9, 10 when the IRS then comes after our bank accounts and our homes?
Well, that guarantee is meant to show you how much knowledgeable I am, because I know tax law procedures, and the accountants, CPAs, even most tax lawyers do not know this. The reason IRS has all the power, besides you giving a confession tax form, is that the professionals that are supposed to be able to be knowledgeable to help you, they don't know jack. They don't know about the legal procedures that are in there that you need to challenge them. I do. Myself, for example, I have a tax court case for your 2001 to 2006 IRS came after me. We went on a tax court 2011. And because of delays of government, their mess ups, most of it, 2022, the case is still not finished. It's in the U.S. tax court. I had a criminal agent 3 years ago, come by, visit me. What's up? I'll talk to you, no problem. He said, I'm looking at you for tax evasion. I said, tax evasion? What are you talking about? I don't know anything to the IRS. He was just like, what? So I said, what are you talking about? So I took his paper from him and I showed him, no, this case is an appeal. This happened. So after a half hour, the guy was sweating beads, so nervous and shocked that somebody's not afraid of him. And, you know, he left. He says, I'll let you know. If you're an appeal, we'll leave you alone. Well, so my point is that I know IRS legal procedures and I can challenge them. So they don't come just take your stuff, and they don't. So that's where that comes from, because TurboTax, HR Block, your accountant, CPA, tax attorney, they're selling a car, tax return car. You drive off the lot. The car breaks down. They say, oh, sorry. You have to pay me extra to try to fix it for you. I no guarantee, but you got to pay me hourly. I'm a CPA. I'm a tax lawyer. Whereas with me, I said, don't worry. The car you took from me, I'll give you 7 years, million mile guarantee. So the better question is not, how come I'm gonna give you a lifetime guarantee? Because I'm not God. I don't claim to be perfect. But the comparison should be with what you're getting right now, which is zero guarantees. They give you zero results. IRS, after all the money you pay them, still can, after 6 months, 2 years, whatever, take your bank account, take your home, take your stocks, real estate, right? Not with Freedom Law School. Zero for minimum of 7 years, because I know this, the program, the Royal Freedom Package, I've done it for 20 years. Freedom Law School, I started in 1996. So this is just giving people confidence that they're not dealing with a rookie that just came up 2 years ago.
And to be clear, you're not an attorney, you're not a lawyer, but that's a good thing to the degree that you're not beholden to the bar and you understand the law. It's kind of a tricky thing here. You're not an attorney, correct?
That's right, I'm not. And you know what? If I was, the corrupt bar probably after a few years would have taken my license to practice law away. So it's actually a blessing that I'm not an attorney. That means they cannot control me.
Okay. Guys, we're going to continue to explore this issue with others too. My friend Brent Johnson will be back on within the next month, we hope. All right, here's my other question. Let's talk about the risks of doing this. And there are risks to the degree, I should say, there are consequences of doing this for people. Let's say you are a person who stops filing taxes, who doesn't own a home. You're renting. And now you want to buy a home and you haven't filed taxes in 2 or 3 years. That's a problem, because the bank, of course, wants to see your last 2 or 3 years of tax filings. And if you own your own business, the bank wants to see profit and loss statements, which is exactly the same thing. Show us your tax records. There is a penalty for not doing this in the real world then, isn't there?
It's far less than you believe. Yes, more banks do want tax returns, but guess what? Independent mortgage lenders, experienced ones, can and will give you home loans, real estate loans without a tax return. They may want a little bit more down payment or a little bit higher interest rate, but you can do it. I've shown many people how to do that. And bottom line is that, you know, how much are you not paying to your enemies and pay a little bit higher interest rate on that real estate loan? It's well worth it. Don't you think so?
Well, you've definitely piqued my interest, and I know you were on with Dr. Jane Ruby and others, so I definitely wanted to get you on to explore this, because again, I'm all about justice, and we see precious little of it in this world, especially economically speaking, as the richest of the richest, the trillionaires of the world, own the central banks, really essentially then own the IRS and these collection agencies, and then that force is used against, you know, we the little people. And it's just absolutely disgusting. So let's stay over the target here and talk about how would somebody who's a W-2 employee, like the guy we met at the restaurant last night, he and his wife continue to have zero withholding. So the IRS is taking money from them. They just refuse to pay any more. So that's one approach. How would somebody who's a W-2 employee stop that withholding from taking place altogether and just opt out entirely?
It's the instructions and how to do it and a sample paperwork is for free on our website, livefreenow.org, under petitions. So basically what I do is this. I started getting into this really, really deep only 2.5 years ago. For many years, I didn't know as deep as I know the last 2.5 years after being at it for 30 years now. And that is that we write petitions to our congressmen, that lay out exactly the pieces of law that connect, which is based upon U.S. House of Representatives publishing the law, United States Treasury regulations, and U.S. Supreme Court cases. And what we do is we send it for you, or you can do it on your own, by certified mail to your congressmen, your lawmakers. So look, if I'm wrong about this, please, by the way, the laws are attached. We print out, attach them to the petitions. So they can see, right, that, oh, wow, what you're saying is actually in the law. You're not making up this letter. That's nonsense. It's actually in the law you attached. Then we tell the congressman, look, I'll pay my fair share. Just specifically show me where I'm wrong, and I will humbly pay my fair share of taxes. But if I don't owe this, you need to do, telling all the congressmen, investigate and put a stop to this. And they can. They can impeach all the heads of U.S. Department of Injustice, the heads of the It's Really Satan, IRS, and all these, the criminal intelligence agency, CIA. They can get rid of all these guys. They got to do the jobs. Now, they may not do the job, because I realize many of them are corrupt, but it doesn't matter at this point. We're still going to keep trying to bring more political pressure. Meanwhile, you're protected, because you didn't go out and say, I'm just going to not pay my fair share of taxes so everybody else pays more. You are trying to do your homework. Find a law on government's own websites, write your congressman. So that way the IRS will never want you to go before a jury to try to put you in jail, because you're going to educate the jury with your petitions that you wrote to congressmen. Who does that? Someone sincere declares very sincerely and clearly written. So the fear that they got on us, Sean, is deception. They don't have the all power. You do. You just didn't realize it. Again, you give it away when you fill out the 1040 confession form. We can stop the withholding, and no more 1040 confession forms either.
Hey, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Just a quick word about our sponsor. You know inflation is killing your retirement. The real rate of inflation, it's close to 8%, and it won't let you keep up or make a profit. You really need a different approach. Precious metals, which by the way has gold nearing $2,000 an ounce again, not Robin Hood or stocks that can crash and leave you losing your money, an IRA or 401k with Noble Gold just may be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. Find out more at noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. All right. All right. It's a lot to digest, because we've all been indoctrinated since birth. And the system is so onerous. It's so Orwellian. It's like the boogeyman virus. It's invisible. I don't see the IRS. I've never spoken with an IRS agent, but I know how vicious they can be. And it's that fear that leads to the compliance, because it is a voluntary tax system, isn't it? It's literally set up as a voluntary tax system. People are complying voluntarily.
For the people of the 50 states who are not federal government workers. But let me give you another example. You know, back in 1999, when the movie Matrix came out, a friend of mine said, Paymon, this movie's about you. So what are you talking about? This is you. You, this guy, Neil. So I saw the movie. It was a great movie. The best movie of all time, I think, is Matrix 1. But I think that was inaccurate. I don't think I'm the Neil. I feel like I am the Morpheus. You know, the Neos are you, the American people. Because when Morpheus and Neo sat together and Morpheus opens his eye to whole new truth that he didn't know, he went, wow. And then Morpheus empowered Neo, the power he already had within him, like every one of you have, to be free. You just didn't know. My message to you is you have the power. IRS does not have the power. IRS is falling apart like the former communist Soviet Union. Mark my words. Nobody like me that grew up in the 60s and 70s ever imagined that the Soviet Joseph Stalin Empire would one day implode of its own weight. But that is exactly what's going on with the IRS. IRS, over the last couple of years, the taxpayer advocate came out and said, they're not answering about 90% of the calls made to the IRS. They can't even answer them. Levies of people's assets by force, bank account paychecks, since 2011, they've gone down by over 90%. They can't hire people. They try to hire 5,000 people to get more help because they're losing employees. They hired less than 200. You see, you wouldn't know all this stuff, all these facts, these empowering facts, if it wasn't for Freedom Law School carrying on the research, on the foundation of Urban Schiff, who wrote the book, Federal Mafia, way back then, okay? And they are the mafia. Why pay the mafia? Because the mafia is not that powerful. They've deceived you into thinking you're weak, like Sun Tzu said. Sun Tzu, the Chinese general, said, the best way to subdue enemy is what? Make him believe that he's weak and you're strong. That way he'll surrender to you without a fight. And that's exactly what they've done with the community to fill out those 1040 confession forms, okay? And you put the rope around your neck that you owe the Irish money. You're entitled to all the deduction expenses that can challenge you and put the burden of proof on you. So what I do is I give you the information. By the end, it's up to each one of you to deprogram yourself by going to livefreenow.org, our website. And by the way, come to Let's Go Brandon Rally, I got coming up, Sean, in Florida, coming up. That's going to be a big, major event for you to see the truth. Let's Go BrandonRally.org in Brandon, Florida, first weekend of April, 1 through 4th. And you're going to be in a whole world of love and prosperity, freedom. You're going to just be so excited.
Yeah, Kara told me about that. And then she sent me the email. And as I was reading about it, I thought, well, how funny is that? The Let's Go Brandon Rally in Brandon, Florida. That is just classic. Mm-hmm. I will leave a link below for more information about that. And I do have three more important questions for you. But let's talk about the Royal Freedom Package. And guys, mm-hmm. I've looked into this. It's not inexpensive. Mm-hmm. But what you get, evidently, with the Royal Freedom Package is the entire support of the Freedom Law School, should you choose to move forward and take these steps, and then the IRS summons you to produce records and testify, you then explain this to me, Payman. As a Freedom Law School member, as a person who's got the Royal Freedom Package, you would then send that IRS correspondence directly to your team. Your mm-hmm. team would craft a response to the IRS and send it back to me, the member, and then I send that on to the IRS. Is that correct?
That's correct, or tax code, whatever it may be. Yes, basically any and all IRS-related correspondence with your job, with a third company you're dealing with, IRS, tax code, court of appeal, any of this stuff, you don't have to pay an accountant, CPA, tax lawyer who's incompetent. Everything will be done by Freedom Law School at no extra charge. And by the way, it is very affordable. It's not as much, the first looks like it costs more. It doesn't. The standard membership fee is for the first year, $9,900, second year, $4,500 every year and thereafter. But for young people, it's dropped. For people under 35, it's only $4,500 a year. Under 30, it's only $2,000 a year. Under 25, it's only $1,000 a year. And on top of that, if you're a low-income older person, we'll drop the price for you to whatever it needs to be to make sure you are coming ahead. So if you're making only $40,000, $60,000 a year, no problem. We fill up the scholarship application, we'll drop the price. Because this is about restoring you, your family, your future, and America at the same time. Not pay our enemies in the IRS, CIA, DOJ, FBI, HHSA, all these criminals, okay? But you, your family, and as fellow Americans, we come together, now we can do something. And you know what, Sean? This is exactly what the founding fathers of America did. Before their violent revolution, they wrote petitions to the king to redress their grievances that king ignored, and they withheld the taxes. They refused to pay taxes to king until the redresses of the grievances was done. You do the same thing, except you never owed the tax that he was holding back in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think this is so important. I really appreciate you spending this much time with me. So let's move on to the final three questions I have. And guys, I will leave a link below to the Freedom Law School and the Royal Freedom Package if you want to explore that as I'm doing. Again, I'm not entirely advocating this yet, but that's only out of my own fear. Mm-hmm. I do think it takes a courageous person to take this plunge. So I want everybody to get educated. So let's talk about somebody in my situation. I used to work for Target Corporation. So I was a W-2 employee, right? Mm-hmm. Now I've got my own thing going and I get 1099'd from my sponsors and vendors, people I work with, like my trusted sponsors and my site, sgtreport.com, SD Bullion, as one example. So mm-hmm. the 1099 gets sent to me at the end of the year and a mm-hmm. copy of that gets sent to the IRS. Mm-hmm. So the IRS has this catalog of mm-hmm. money that they say I owe them. What am I to do? I've had smart people on like Sophia Smallstorm and others who say, well, what you can do is amend those 1099s to zero because you're not a federal employee and you mm-hmm. just send that to them. But you're saying don't send them anything at all. What would you suggest for 1099 people?
Well, first of all, I must tell you this. I have on at our website, livefreenow.org. Okay. There is under danger of filing income tax returns, which is under educational materials for free. I have a letter, 1998 IRS letter that says based upon IRS's 1996 numbers on the data available to the IRS in the computer systems, they have this. The IRS estimates there are 63 million Americans who did not file a tax return for 1996. Now think about that. 63 million people back in 96 did not file income tax return. Now with the population increase, it's probably around 80 million, I'm guessing. But two things to notice. First, is it 63 million Americans in prison for not filing tax returns? Obviously, no. Is it 63 million Americans whose bank account, stocks, bond, paycheck is being seized because of not filing tax returns? Obviously, no. So it's a myth. The next point is this. The IRS has all those people's W-2 1099 information, 1099. They could say, we know there's 63,429,328 people who are legally required to file a tax return, but didn't file. Because they can count the W-2s. They can count the 1099s. That's easy. Any computer can do that for you. But they're not. Because they are so corrupt, incompetent. They're estimating the number even back then. So it doesn't matter if the IRS has a 1099 or W-2 on you. It doesn't mean they're going to get me because they know about this report that the people pay me that. Doesn't matter. I know that. Most everybody has a 1099, W-2, snitch, falsely sent to them, to the IRS. I beat the IRS despite that.
So just help me understand, though, what would the approach be for somebody who owns their own business and gets multiple 1099s? What would your approach be for that person who has signed up for the Royal Freedom Package to follow your advice? What happens at the end of the year? You just don't file?
Yes. Have a nice day. April 15th, it's just another day in your life.
Okay. Well, let me ask you the follow-up questions then. Mm-hmm. What about those of us who sadly live in horrible states that require state income tax? Mm-hmm. How do you deal with the states?
Vast majority of states with state income tax, 42 of them, their laws, their definitions they use is based upon federal tax law definitions. So therefore, because here, United States citizen residents mean D.C., citizen residents, you're not required to fill out the form. The number on the form is zero. That means that the number you put on a state tax form is zero. You're not required to follow that either. Or they say fill out the federal form and put that number on the state tax form. Again, your number on the zero form, federal form would be zero. The number and the state number would be also zero. Therefore, you're not required to file and pay income tax with states either. New Jersey so far is the only state we've seen that has an independent income tax system. You have to pay New Jersey income taxes. We check those states as they come out one at a time. So you may want to pay the state income tax or not. That's separate. but related to the federal income tax.
Okay. Sort of the final question, and then I want to mention Puerto Rico. The final question is then, what about capital gains taxes? Let's say you bought some Bitcoin at $5,000, you sold it at $40,000, you owe the government cap gains on that. What happens? What do you do?
Okay. See, the issue is not what kind of money you made. It's a geographical application of federal income tax laws. This federal tax law, IRS code section, Internal Revenue Code section 7701A9 and 10, okay, they define the United States that applies to primarily this book as a District of Columbia. So it doesn't matter if your money's from wages, salaries, commission, business income, short-term capital gains, long-term capital gains, stocks, bonds, real estate, XYZ, it doesn't matter. If that comes from Washington, D.C., any of that, you must pay income tax. If you get that money from Egypt, France, Germany, Florida, Texas, Minnesota, they're all foreign to the District of Columbia, which is United States, you don't owe anything. So cryptocurrency people are particularly in a problem because now they have a question on the 1040 form. Did you acquire buy or sell any cryptocurrency basically last year? Yes or no, under oath. Tell us the truth. Put the rope around your neck. If you tell them no, you lied. You can go to prison for up to 9 years for that. If you say yes, you made yourself a target. Down the road, they're going to say 2 years, 3 years from now, we want more money. Yeah. Those crypto people, get those people that said yes on the crypto question. They can never do it right. They cheat. Go after them. So why do that? The only way to get around this whole nonsense is to not fill out a 1040 income tax confession form at all.
All right. I'm on board with everything you're saying. Here's my issue, and I just need you to hold my hand a little bit. If you own a home, if you have some assets, if you have some crypto at Coinbase, if you've built a life and you've lived in this system for 20 years married and you've got some assets, the fear is that at some point, the IRS is going to try to claw back those assets. They're going to put a levy on your home. They're going to try to close your account. They're going to try to seize money from your bank account.
First of all, remember this. I give people who join our Restore America plan, the Royal Freedom Package. It's really a Restore America plan. That's what it really is. Like the founding fathers withhold money from your enemies and fund the revolution. We're doing peaceful restoration, what we're doing basically. And so, I'm sorry, what was your question? I got distracted.
No, it's okay. It's so complicated an issue. My real question is, how do you prevent that? How do you prevent the penalties and the consequences of the IRS seizing your stuff?
Because again, with our Royal Freedom Package, I guarantee you that for a minimum of 7 years, IRS will not take any money for every single tax year that you don't file a 1040 tax confession form with the IRS. Freedom laws was a lawful and safe way. So in other words, if you don't file a 1040 confession form for 2021, by April 15th of this year, you get 7 years until April 15th, 2029 minimum. The IRS will take nothing from you. Otherwise, Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million. For 2022, if you don't file by April 15th, 2023, for another 7 years for that up to April 15th, 2030, I will guarantee not $1 of any of your assets of any kind will be taken by the IRS by levy, period.
All right. I want to ask you about Puerto Rico, but I do need to do a follow-up question. Mm-hmm. What happens then in year 8 or 9 if the IRS wants to make an example out of somebody who's followed this procedure that you're recommending?
Well, let me ask you another related question. I'll get to that. First of all, when you file, okay, you got everything at risk. That's why everybody's so afraid, Sean. You know, one of my students is a guy named Joseph Bannister. Some of you audience have heard about Joe Bannister, who quit the IRS. He was a criminal agent with the IRS who quit, defected to our side. Right? But your people don't know that. He's my student. He was a Freedom Law School student back in 1997. He wrote a book about income tax, gave it to his superiors to refute. They refused to refute him. He left. And we published his report, put it out there. And they tried to put him in jail. He was acquitted. He told me, Payman, when I was the IRS agent, I went after, in 5 years, four small business owners, and I got all four of them. They all went to prison. He didn't know at the time he was doing the wrong thing. He said, well, it was standard practice for us in the criminal division. When we want to go after somebody, we asked for the IRS to give us copies of his previously filed 1040 income tax confession forms and use it against them. Because there, you list your home, your crypto, bank account, stocks, wages, everything. So the reason you people are so afraid, because you tell them everything for them to take. Stop telling them where your stuff is, and they won't be able to take it so easily. Number one. Number two, you know, the rich people, the Bill Gates, the Jeff Bezoses, these people, they protect their assets, the Rothschilds. They got trusts, corporations, entities. If Amazon does something really terrible and you lose a huge lawsuit, Jeff Bezos' home and personal assets are completely protected. Well, they do that. You should do it too. Now, I don't do that at Freedom Law School, okay? But I get students, Royal Freedom Pact members, who do that stuff. That will help you protect your assets, give you privacy that you want. So even in a worst case scenario, you don't have to worry about losing everything you got.
All right. I've talked to some other people about that, charitable trusts and things of that nature. There's so many issues here to explore. My final question is really a comment about Puerto Rico. Again, I find this entire system so incredibly unjust and really uneven. It's the uneven application of taxation, which really gets me. I think when the IRS was first formed, or I should say when the income tax was first required, maybe in World War II, it was like 1% or 2%. Now we're looking at, you know, top earners, what is it, 38%, 40% or more. On top of that, you have some states that don't have income tax, like Florida, other states like the one in which I live, it's 7.58%. It's so onerous. Meanwhile, you have Puerto Rico, people I know, people who have done very, very well, and I won't call them out by name, but guys, you can figure it out, who have gone to Puerto Rico specifically to avoid federal taxes because Puerto Rico has incentives for people that own their own businesses. If you can meet a few requirements, they'll say, you got it. Come on over. And now you only pay 4% federal tax, if any. And it makes my blood boil because I could have done that, but I have a family with small children and it just wasn't going to work for us to move to Puerto Rico. But if you're a single person, it's a no-brainer. And to me, it's just completely unfair, just like this entire system. Some Americans pay no federal tax. Some people pay 4%. Some people pay 38%. What you're hearing from me is the disgust of this unjust system.
Well, that program also requires you to be living physically in Puerto Rico at least 6 months every year for several years in that lockdown, corona hoax, mask scared, communist little state. So that little territory got that little thing. But why do that? You can be free right where you are in Minnesota, in Texas, anywhere in the 50 states, don't pay no income tax like me openly, okay? And be free. Why have to do that stuff? It's not necessary. Come back to the United States. You don't have to go out and live in Puerto Rico to be income tax free.
All right. Well, I just wanted to share that because, again, some very well-heeled people I know, including, I think, one of the Paul brothers, it was either Jake Paul or Logan Paul or both of them. They're multimillionaires. And of course, they still get to have their YouTube channels with full monetization. And they're moving to Puerto Rico so they can stop paying federal tax. It's just such a sick, sick, unfair system. And I'm really glad you've helped educate us today, Payman. Any final words? I guess the Let's Go Brandon rally is coming up. Give us the dates there again. And then tell us one final thing about the Royal Freedom Package, I guess, the link for which I will leave below.
Let'sgobrandonrally.org is a website you go to. We have 18 great speakers and people you want and need to hear from about the whole matrix of deception, getting out of there. And that just, we know, and something else. Freedom Law School is number one of those meet, eat, and reach type organization. You hear about the problems. Oh, it's really bad, but we can do nothing about it until we get some good people elected. With Freedom Law School, I show you action results you can take right now to live free, including not stop paying your enemies income taxes that you never owed in the first place. So letsgrowbannerrally.org. If you cannot be there in person, you can watch it online, streaming, or recorded. And bottom line is this, folks, you've taken the time to deprogram yourself of deception and lies on the SDG report and many other stuff you find online, the true stuff. Guess what? When it comes to IRS, there's one source for that, and that's Freedom Law School's website, livefreenow.org. You go there, by the way, when you sign up and you refer other people, you get 50% of the first year membership of the someone joined because of you that has come to you to thank you. Okay, if you're not signed up with us, you get 25% commission. If you signed up, even with a payment plan, which we allow everybody to do if you want to, you get 50% of that because we want to help you live a better life. I want you to have a better life and funding you to have this Restore America plan take place. Right now, we're in Stu Peters' show. I'm getting so much calls. It's incredible. Our phones are busy. Heard us in Stu Peters. On Dr. Ruby's show, we're getting calls also like you. So get going, folks, because freedom is just around that corner. Just on your drive, wherever you go, listen to videos at livefreedom.org. When you get home at lunch or dinner time, put the phone up and watch. And I'll hope to meet you all in person very soon.
Very good, guys. The website is livefreenow.org. I'll leave the link below if you want to check that out and examine and research the Royal Freedom Package a bit further. And friends, I want to thank you very much for your interest in this content. Look, we're all trying to take our country back, and it's time we do so. You know what? I mean, our compliance is what allows this criminal system to continue. And I want to thank Payman for the education today. Founder and president of Freedom Law School. Payman, thank you.
My pleasure, Sean.
All right. And friends, thank you so much for tuning in. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and a heartfelt thank you to our members at sgtreport.tv. Guys, thanks so much for your support. We really appreciate you. And for real news 24/7, you can visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
The sad reality is, Sean, is that we don't have a government. And we know that it was bankrupted back in 1933. We know that we have phony fiat currency. We know that history has been subverted. We know our children are in school learning nothing but fabricated non-realities. And I tell people constantly, every agency, you can type this in for yourself, including the Bar Association, the British Accreditation Regency lawyers that are really writing the policies that are taking our country down. And this is all set up by Rothschild. Make no mistake.